I'm joined by Patrick Bright in the studio, who has joined me before on occasions on various shows that we've done, haven't we? Patrick, good evening and welcome.
Thanks, Glenn. Good evening.
You might like to explain to everybody what it is that you do, because apart from being a professional real estate agent, you're a buyer's agent, and real estate's your baby.
Yeah, well, my background, actually, I started out as a carpenter by trade. I left that and went into real estate sales. I was a sales agent, and I decided to leave that in 99 and started acting for buyers to help them buy homes and investment properties.
So, with a buyer's agent, somebody comes to you and says, look, I want to buy a house. This is what I want. Go and find it for me.
Essentially, yeah. That's exactly what someone would ask us to do. Yeah, this is my brief. I'm too busy to do it myself. People come to us because they're busy. They come to us because they're not confident with negotiating with sales agents. They're not confident with just working out what fair value is. They're not confident with working out how low the vendor will actually take the price. So these things that people come to us for, those sort of help and support, how to bid at an auction. You know, I used to be an auctioneer when I was a sales agent, so understand the tricks of the trade and the games that sales agents play, and I helped protect buyers from being misled and deceived.
The market, you know, over the last decade has really had some ups and downs, hasn't it? There's no doubt about that. I mean, real estate, to my mind, real estate is not the industry or the business that it used to be, that was something you could, you know, lock into and say, well, bricks and mortar is the way to go. It's ridden a roller coaster.
It has, as the stock market has, as our whole economy, yeah. So the world is a very different place in the last few years particularly.
Have you noticed that even with, or particularly with the Gen Ys coming through, that there is less of a focus on owning your own property these days, and that, you know, renting is not such a bad option?
Yeah, certainly there is. And look, to be completely frank, statistically, if you want to actually look, I should look at it financially, from a completely financial basis, renting is actually better to do it if you're trying to get ahead financially. Mm-hmm. So buy an investment property and rent where you want to live is actually smarter financially to do that. It's not the emotional way that most people go, but it's actually smarter. So rent money, what your parents used to tell you, is not dead money. It's actually a smarter way to go.
Okay, we're going to talk about your latest book, The Insider's Guide to Renovating for Profit, because that's it's something that I guess a lot of us you know, can easily fall into the trap of doing a renovation and spending a lot of money only to see it fall into a big black hole somewhere and not be able to get any return, or conversely, not spending enough to be able to make a difference.
Yeah, well, look, renovating can be just like yacht racing, pouring a whole lot of money into something and not getting a great return.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of people do. I see it all the time, the overcapitalisation of actually trying to add value, thinking they're going to add value to the property, but they don't. So people tend to either overdo it or underdo it, and I think less than half get it about right. And so that is a lot of wasted money there doing this.
Okay, if you're in the business at the moment of doing some renovations at home, or if you've been contemplating doing some home renovations and you'd like to put a question to Patrick tonight, then go to the phones on 131 873. It could be to do with you know, anything from doing a total knockdown rebuild to maybe pulling down the chook yard out the back and replacing it with a garden bed, or renovating the kitchen, the bathroom, the outside dunny. Outside dunnies would still be a collector's piece, wouldn't they?
There's a few around.
Yeah. I think back to our old family home. I used to love the outside dunny, particularly on those cold winter nights when you had to go outside down the back steps. I was always frightened of spiders.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I don't think too many people would like that.
I don't think there's too many outdoor dunnies around these days, quite frankly. If you are doing some renovating, if you've got some questions about renovating, how much should, you know, how much is too much? Patrick's going to share some tips and tricks with us as well over the course of the next 10 minutes or so. But your questions, of course, always most welcome. You can do that by emailing us or by ringing directly on 131 873. The Insider's Guide to Renovating for Profit is the book. We're going to have a chat about it and get a bit of a look inside in just a tick, 16 minutes after 10.